Not that long ago in the Czech Republic, parents of babies or toddlers were often hard-pressed to find venues catering specifically to their needs. But more and more, the situation has changed. Arguably, more services are now available than ever, from restaurants offering children's corners to centers organizing all manner of activities for toddlers. Simona Kalášová is the head of a non-profit organization focusing on active parenthood, which runs a website called Pěkný den, Nice Day. The website focuses on providing users with information regarding all kinds of family services, and demand has only grown since the website was launched in 2006.
Pěkný den.cz vznikl v roce 2006. My jsme na něm asi tak...
We founded Pěkný den because three of us had children of our own and we wanted to create a comprehensive overview of available services, activities for children, what families could do in their free time, what programs were on offer. The first year and a half came out of our pockets, but then we weren't professional, founding the Civic Association. We began to look for funding and focus not just on Prague, but on the whole of the Czech Republic.
Českou republiku, což je trošku problematičtější, protože ta situace se trošku liší v krajích a v hlavním městě.
And Simona Kalášová says, the scale of services on offer has changed substantially.
Opravdu je znát posun k lepšímu. Já vlastně první dítě se nám narodilo v roce 2000.
You can really see there's been a major improvement. We had our first child in 2004 and back then there were only a few places in Prague focusing on families with children. But since then it's turned around. With a baby boom, more and more businesses realized that families and toddlers were customers too and began offering more services.
Rodiče a děti jsou zákazníci a opravdu ta nabídka je širší.
One of those who has noticed and has been able to take advantage of at least some improvements is Valeria Korinek, a Prague resident and mother of Sam, who is 2 years old. Sam is a member of a toddler's club he goes to once a week, and at least several times a month, the family visits a Prague restaurant, a place featuring a large carpeted space with cushions, a slide, toys, and even a children's hideaway. Sam also used to take swimming lessons, which his mom says he also enjoyed.
He loves water in general, so it was perfect for him. He was playing in it. He was also kind of trying to do what the instructor did, and he was cooperating. Only sometimes he didn't like the exercise, but it was okay. On one hand, I would say they are good because they move in the water, but on the other hand, it's a big business here, and I don't think the value, like cost and quality, is balanced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I expected a little bit more.
I wanted a chance to see some services up close, so I visited a small pool in the city center where Betinka, a well-known swimming school, offers lessons for even the smallest swimmers, basically children over 6 months. The idea is that children get used to the water early on and later swim with confidence. The children I saw with their mothers during the course were about a year and a half to 2 years old, and as far as I could tell, were mostly happy in the water, following a series of familiar exercises or moves guided by their moms and the instructor. Peering through the glass into the pool was 79-year-old Vratislav, whose great-grandchild was one of those in the water with her mother.
My, když jsme se chtěli jako naučit plavat, tak jedně u řeky nebo na rybníku, že nás tam někdo vodí.
We never dreamed of anything like this. When we wanted to learn how to swim, we had to do so in a river or a pond. They threw us in and said, make an effort. Of course, swimming here isn't free, but overall I think it's brilliant.
I also spoke to Martina Ješková, who is the head of the Betinka school.
12 let vlastně děláme plavání. A postupně jsme předávali i kojenecké plavání.
We've been doing this for 12 years, but we only gradually added lessons for the smallest swimmers. Children 9 months and older gradually learn basic moves, moving their arms and strokes or kicking their feet, which they will build on later. It's not just about swimming, but about relationships between the parent and the child and the instructor, and of course the toddler and other children.
Vlastně je to na prospěch vlastně i toho dítěte, i toho rodiče třeba, i těch vztahů.
At the same time, Martina Ješková stresses that not all activities are suitable for every child. Benefits can be highly individual. One reason parents should always try to learn as much as they can about any given activity, and if necessary, consult their child's pediatrician.
Chci i, aby každý, kdo k nám jde, třeba nabízím i tu hodinu vlastně na ukázku.
I offer all potential members at our school a free lesson to give them a chance to see what it is like. To see if they'll enjoy it, if they like the instructor, and above all, to see if it is suitable for their toddler. That is what's the most important.
Vůbec bude i pro to děťátko vhodné. Myslím si, že to je nejdůležitější.
Not all businesses focusing on families with young children necessarily take such a dedicated approach, something highlighted at the Pikni Den website, which includes a board where parents can warn other users of bad experiences. For example, hotels that turn out to be less than family-friendly, clubs that offer a different level of services than advertised, or restaurants where children's corners amount to little more than a dingy space and a few ratty toys. Simona Kalašová of the Civic Association for Active Parenthood once again.
Tak já jsem se setkala s případy, kdy skutečně třeba v restauraci byl zaveden dětský koutek.
I've seen cases where restaurants had corners insufficient for a large number of kids. They may have even had a certificate of recognition called Místo přátelské rodině, designating a family-friendly space, but they didn't think it through, whereas firms that really set out to focus on businesses for families don't usually have such problems.
Specializovat na ty rodiny s dětma. A to potom funguje.
But Simona Kalašová says parents and children have more successful projects to look forward to than not, and not only in the Czech capital.
Praha je hodně napřed ve všech možných věcech a samozřejmě i v této oblasti.
Prague is of course a step ahead, but other regions are catching up. There's a big drive among regions to see improvements and to gain funds from the European Social Fund. A fantastic project being put together in Brno is called Family Point, creating secure spaces where mothers can breastfeed or change their child's diapers. They will also provide family-related information and a playroom, and there will be a space where parents can meet. Anything like this was unheard of 5 years ago.
Tak pohromadě, tak se rozjíždějí i všechny možné další iniciativy, ale to skutečně před 5 lety vůbec tady nebylo.